At the same time, it is a punishment of ancient enemies of Israel going back 3,700 years. I'm not going to discuss that presently right now. I want to get into this article. So out of the Health Ranger, this was yesterday. Korean scientists claim Pfizer Moderna mRNA vaccination or vaccine vials contain self-assembling nanoparticles, confirming what many suspected to be the case. Two Korean scientists have found that the mRNA vaccine vials from both Pfizer BioNTech and Moderna contain self-assembling nanoparticles that form into white clots that many embalmers had discovered inside the bodies of fully vaccinated, the fully vaccinated people and dead people. Findings of these two scientists closely resemble what Mike Adams, the health ranger, found when he reported on these embalmer clots back in 2022, in January, highlighting foot-long clots found in some of the fully vaccinated dead bodies. Adams apparently found what he found concerning these clots is that they are not composed of actual human tissue, nor do they contain amyloid proteins. According to Dr. Ruby, one person on X suggested that perhaps the clots are made up of one prion and two amyloid proteins that were broken up and released by the spike proteins upon being attacked by the immune system. The clots are the amyloids forming chains. However, the scary part is the prion, this person wrote, citing a spike protein patent. Dr. Jane Ruby opposed this line of thinking by explaining that the patents are not proof of anything, but are instead just potential. Stu Peters, censored Dr. Brian Artist on Jane Ruby's show for questioning the contradictory narrative of the Died Suddenly film, which I believe Peters documented. Now, with Stu Peters also, I discussed that he believes that the war in the Gaza is Israel committing genocide once again on the Arab people in that strip. No, Israel is at war for its existence against terrorists who have sworn to destroy the Jewish people and all of the history concerning Israel as a nation. Stu Peters holds the view that this is genocide. He's not aware of prophecies in Psalm 83, where the people and the nations that are involved in this conflict are mentioned in that psalm. These are enemies of Israel, again, for 3,700 years. God, through his prophets, stated that there would come a time when God would punish these relatives and enemies in the country surrounding Israel. The time would come when they would be punished. Many prophecies, not just in Psalm 83. Isaiah, in Jeremiah, in Isaiah, Amos, Obadiah, Zephaniah. Many of these prophets of Israel had talked about this Gaza war in their writings. And Peters and many people like artists, or not artists, Mike Adams, are not aware that this is the prophecies of punishment on these nations that have always been hostile toward Israel, and family members also. Going on with the article. Jane Ruby asked, are the fully jabbed becoming Wi-Fi antenna systems connected to the Borg? And there's a response, Sons of Enos, who claimed to be a journalist, shared the following video claiming that a zombie apocalypse is imminent because of what has been injected into the bodies of the fully jabbed. The clots in question apparently contain magnetic graphene that grows in both arteries and veins. In some cases, the resulting clot is upwards of 3 feet in length, could be used as an antenna system for Wi-Fi signals to connect the fully jabbed to the Borg. Now, with the people that have had the vaccinations that had died, there were individuals that took their cell phones, they had an app, and they could find from the grave of people that were buried after the vaccinations began, there was a Bluetooth signal coming out of the caskets 7 foot down. They could get a Bluetooth signal coming out of the grave of these fresh graves. So it is some kind of an antenna. The question is, can you hear the high-pitched frequency that increases in amplitude at night? The X account that reiterated all of this, let's see here. The X account that reiterated all of this asked Dr. Ruby, who confirmed that she was aware of this having broke the worldwide story of having broken the worldwide story of La Quinta Columna and the graphene oxide, as well as the first embalmer report. This was Dr. Jane Ruby. I'm going to go to a break in a few seconds, but it's alarming that so many people are willing to accept these poisonous injections without questioning the novel and dangerous ingredients inside. Independent researchers and anti-vaxxers have been sounding the alarm for years, yet a majority remain blind to the risks. The self-assembling nanoparticles are not something to be taken lightly. People need to wake up and demand accountability for what they're putting into our bodies. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Hi, this is Kathy Roberts, the Executive Director at Life Choices Pregnancy Center, and I'm inviting you to celebrate 40 years of empowering women, transforming and saving lives, and supporting families. Join us at our annual fundraiser for dinner and an inspiring message from John Stone Street on September 19th in Longmont or on the 20th in Loveland. For information, call 303-651-2050 or to register, go to lifematters.org.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born. Like a dog without a bone, and packed her out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. Podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com, podcast section, Present Truth site. A person also shared with Ruby that the jab daughter had a white clot that was similar to the ones Ruby was warning. These clots itself assemble inside of people's bodies. This was 2 years ago. Now, I have an article out of Slay, out of Germany, slay.com. They did a global study. This is came out yesterday. Frank Bergman, major global study. COVID shots caused largest non-war mortality event in 100 years. I've talked a little bit in the past about the patents. There's a patent war taking place with bio companies, research, pharmaceutical companies about the research into synthetic parasites, synthetic organisms, non-human, non-natural, from another world, technology, synthetic parasites. They don't dissolve in water. They don't dissolve with amino acids. They don't dissolve. They live in people. The lead author behind a major global study of excess death rates in 125 countries released the shocking impact of the COVID mRNA shots on humanity. This is a study by a team of Canadian researchers into excess mortality found. I think Slay is German. Maybe not. I better be careful about that. Slay.com. The Canadian researchers researching mortality found that the deaths have surged dramatically since the COVID-19 pandemic. They found that patterns of excess death globally could not be explained by the virus, including long COVID. Slay reported the study by researchers with correlation research in the public interest examined excess mortality in 125 countries during and after the pandemic. It found that mortality patterns correlate closely to the imposition of restrictions such as lockdowns and with the rollouts of the COVID mRNA shots. This investigation determined the pandemic-related restrictions resulted in 30 million deaths globally. In addition, and I'm going, as I read, I'll give you their findings. In addition, the researchers found that 12 million deaths can be attributed to the COVID mRNA injections. I'm sorry, 17 million. The researchers concluded that nothing special would have occurred in terms of mortality had the pandemic not been declared and had the declaration not been acted upon. Joseph Hinckley, Ph.D., one of the paper's co-authors and president of Correlation, has just given a new interview with a Defender in Depth where he discusses the study's bombshell findings in more detail. In the book of Revelation, chapter 6, there are the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And these four horsemen, I had heard my wife had found a video, and the individual, I don't think he is a, not sure that he's a Christian, but he was looking at the rider on the white horse, and the bow in his hand, he felt meant something toxic. Well, I do know that the horse, and I'll get the verse, that carries, that unleashes plagues, pestilence, and diseases, that horse definitely is a toxic horse. That horse carries disease, plagues, bacteria, and I believe it carries man-made microorganisms, parasites, and synthetic virus. Synthetic viruses. Something made by man in laboratories. The rider of the pale horse. And one thing about, there will be famine, and the famine means, yes, shortage of food, starvation, but it can also mean wasting away by your body not being able to heal itself, not being able to recover from toxins, and you waste away. There were these photographs of these young people in Afghanistan, in a village where the little children are dying of starvation. You can see that their bones are just skin and bones. But mom and dad and little Johnny and Aunt and little Susie, they're just fine. But the baby is just dying from starvation. No, not starvation. From contamination due to depleted weapons, uranium. And these children, because of the depleted uranium, their immune systems cannot fight the effects of uranium. So mom and dad and Susie and little Johnny, I don't know what their names would be in Afghanistan, but these little children were dying from uranium, depleted weapons. So the rider, these four horsemen of the apocalypse, Christ was warning through the vision that he gave John the apostle that man would have the ability, mankind would have the ability through the computer, through computer technology, through AI. And AI, this is the coming plague to mankind. This in itself is a plague. Something created by man that will at some point take on life of its own, make decisions without input, without having to be programmed by man, programmers, and with... So anyhow, Revelation chapter 6, the horsemen of the apocalypse. Toxins is one of the main ways in which mankind will die. War? Absolutely. Absolutely. But here, he's talking about something smaller than bullets, something that will destroy your immune system, make you susceptible to any kind of disease, turbo cancers, things of this nature. Going on with Dr. Hinckley, he said his study proved that COVID shots and lockdowns are responsible for the largest non-war mortality event in 100 years. He explained that all-cause mortality refers to, all-cause mortality refers to the number of deaths without filtering by the cause of death during a given period. And to quote, excess death, quote, refers to, quote, how many deaths occurred that are above and beyond what would have been predicted for a certain period. Hinckley said the study's co-authors analyzed pre-pandemic raw data from 2015 to 2019 and data collected between 2020 and 2023. This way you have a accurate indicator of, I had the word, it disappeared. This way you have a way to accurately see things as they have really happened. Hinckley said data collected from 125 countries found a large amount of excess deaths. We calculated that over the COVID period, about 0.39% of the global population died in excess. 0.39% of the global population died in excess. So you have the studies from 2015 to 2019 and 2020 to 2023. You have clear indicator. The indicator is very clear. You have something to compare to something else. The study also found patterns of excess mortality. Yeah, there is absolutely no excess of morality. Trust me. There is no excess of morality in the world. There is an excess of mortality across the world where very heterogeneous heterogeneous as they were varied significantly from country to country, across regions within the same country, and across age groups. There are some countries that immediately followed the declaration of the pandemic in March of 2020. They had an enormous spike in excess mortality that is very sharp, very fast, very narrow, Hinckley said. But that does not occur in all countries. There are neighboring countries that don't have that at all. There are countries that do not have any excess mortality throughout all of 2020, and it's only in 2021 when the vaccines were rolled out that they suddenly have excess. And that excess can be a sharp spike, or it can be raised and substantial plateau. Noting that none of the countries had excess deaths before the declaration of the pandemic, Hinckley said, this finding does not match the spread of the deadly virus. If you take the model of a new, very deadly pathogen that is spreading around the world, you should not see this very high degree of heterogeneity. It's very simple. Not compatible with the hypothesis of a particularly virulent special pathogen. The present truth. Very high mortality, not morality. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. To keep your family healthy and safe, it's important to be ready if disasters happen. Develop a family communication plan. Make sure your family, including your children, know how to reach each other. Make a kit with first aid supplies, medicine, medical records, and comforting things for your child. Finally, talk about what to do when emergencies happen, like streets flooding, a power outage, or a fire. For more, visit healthychildren.org.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Hey folks, get ready. The Warriors Revolution open house is 10 to 7 Saturday, August 17th. Warriors is jammed with thousands of door-busting specials only available at this event. And as always, the best ammo prices anywhere. Come in and meet the Warriors crew and Mad Vax and the Rev. It will feature a live radio remote from 1 to 3. Warriors Revolution is located at Ken Pratt and Bowen Street in Longmont, Colorado. Firearms, accessories, and so much more.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
One of my favorite sayings is John Wayne, life is tough, but tougher if you're stupid. And the world has quite a few stupid people. Life is hard as it is, but much harder if you're stupid. The brilliant men, researchers, women, that investigate what happened with the in 2019, 2000, 2001, and 2, they are still presently being demonized as crazies. But no. When you do a study like these individuals did, and you take the data, you take the facts, and you compile it. And this is just the beginning. This is the part, this is one of their papers. They're doing another paper that's even more in depth, another study. And we can see what we, many people knew back in 19, 20, 20, 21, and 22. Now the truth comes out, and the truth is evident. And not only is it evident by what I'm reading and presenting, but people that have been vaccinated that are not well, unhealthy, have problems, that have died in the open, athletes, actors, actresses, speakers at the UN, doesn't matter. Vaccinations, if they get these vaccinations that truly have these toxic ingredients, there's an effect. Sometimes immediately, other times it takes a while. But one thing that Jane Ruby and these other researchers, Dr. Brian Artis, they have documented the effects of these vaccinations, the jabs. The jabs and the vaccinations were two different procedures. The vaccination, you were injected with whatever that was magnetic. I have a friend that was injected, or not a friend, but an acquaintance, injected, took a piece of a magnet, and it stuck to his arm. Whatever was injected definitely had a metal in it, graphene, and it was pretty shocking. Others that, with the vaccination through the injections, that was one way in which to contaminate the individual. The other was actually sticking the swab up the nose, and on the end of that swab was the DNA of the little green fly. You know, like the tsetse fly? You know, that little fly that buzzes around and you can hear it and it's elusive. You just can't catch it. You have to be quick to be able to, you know, you get a fly swatter. We have one of those salt guns where you shoot the salt and it shoots out about 500 eyes out of the thing. And they took the DNA and put it up into the cavity, the sinus cavity, close to the brain. And when they stuck it clear up your nose, I mean, some of these people are so evil. I mean, they jabbed that thing so hard you swear it's going to go into your brain. Well, that was the purpose. To get that DNA up to the blood-brain barrier, up high in the sinus cavity, to add to you the DNA of another species, and now you are not only Homo sapien, but you're Homo sapien plus the green fly, Brundle fly. So now you have the DNA of this fly, and who knows what else they may have put in that too, the DNA, you never know what. But up close to the brain. So now you are a dual DNA creature. You're not Homo sapien only, you're Homo sapien plus. And using the term Borg, the government, the military, uses a term Homo Borg Genesis. Homo Borg Genesis. Many of the military personnel starting in 2005. Vaccinations, I mean, one after the other, after the other, after the other. The government considers them to be a new species. You probably haven't heard this. The government considers them to be actually Homo Borg, not Homo sapien, but a Borg, a new creature, Genesis meaning beginning, Homo Borg Genesis, the beginning of Borgs, with men and women and children that have been vaccinated in experiments through the government, the military, and all this new patented technology. These people in the military, they can do to you whatever they want to do. Inject you every other day if they want. But Homo sapien, I'm sorry, yeah. Homo Borg Genesis. No longer Homo sapien. A new creature. A new species. And with some of the vaccines that have been injected into people, now the people have dual DNA qualities. Do they actually become now patentable? The patent, because of the patent, do the individuals, are they property of the patent holder? This gets deep. This is what Christ said would happen in the time before he returns. Things would happen and men's hearts would fail them for fear. Gripping fear. Fear of just fear of what is not only happening, but what is coming and what has happened. Fear of what has been placed in the bodies of these people that have been vaccinated. The present truth. Rick Rodriguez.
Hey folks, disaster can happen at any time. The PE Survival and Prepper Show is coming to the Boulder County Fairgrounds in Longmont, Saturday, August 31st and Sunday, September 1st. Vendors or patrons, you'll find thousands of items designed to make you self-reliant now and after the collapse. Mark your calendars and visit peshows.com for info. This show will feature first aid demos and a survival seminar on Sunday. Get moving. I'll see you at the show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Thank you.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And this is Mountain Time. And weeknights, 6 to 7 on 1360 AM radio. The first hour of the program will play again in Northern Colorado. Podcasts on 1360KHNC.com, podcast section, Present True site. The first hour is also archived on podcast on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. So going on with the article, Homoborg Genesis, it's already occurred. There are countries that do not have any excess mortality throughout all of 2020. And it's only in 2021, when the vaccines are rolled out, that they suddenly have excess deaths. And that excess can be a sharp spike, or it can be a raised and sustained plateau. Noting that none of the countries had an excess deaths before the declaration of the pandemic, Hinckley said. He said, this finding does not match the spread of the deadly virus. If you take, quote, the model of a new deadly pathogen that is spreading around the world, you should not see this very high degree of heterogeneity. It's simply not compatible with the hypothesis of a particularly virulent special pathogen. If there was a specifically virulent and dangerous pathogen that was spreading around the world, it would not wait for a political declaration of a pandemic to start causing excess mortality, Hinckley stated. Instead, quoting, a much sharper and more elegant explanation is that its differences in national policies, national measures of one kind or another that are responsible for these very different outcomes in excess mortality, Hinckley said. Hinckley said his team studies identified the COVID mRNA shots as a significant contributor to excess deaths. The vaccine rollouts involve a direct injection of product into your body that can be toxic. If there is immunosuppression, that is due to the vaccines. Is it due to the actual vaccine product and how it interacts with the body, or is it due to something more simple like some clearly toxic components like the catatonic lipid membranes that, when they're injected, result in your body having to deal with a toxic substance? You put toxins in, and you're going to, your body is going into overdrive to fight. Your body's going to fight to live, and it can go into overdrive, which puts you into what they call, what is that term? Oh boy, I can't think of the term. Where your body is fighting so hard, it actually now begins to destroy itself. Then he goes on, or is it a more complicated immune system response to receiving the spike antigen and the detailed immune response that goes with that? That's what it is, an immune response. There are lots of questions following that hypothesis, and that needs to be studied very carefully going forward. Hinckley said that the vaccine-related impacts may also have affected unvaccinated people and may have interacted with pandemic-related restrictions. It is also possible that if the vaccines have an immune suppression effect, people who get vaccinated are then more likely to get infected with run-of-the-mill pathogens or omnipresent pathogens. Once they're infected, they could then infect the shedding. Unvaccinated people they might infect unvaccinated people who might also be subjected to some immunosuppression based on the measures and the stress that accompanies the vaccine rollouts. Peaks in excess deaths across the country studied correlate very closely with peaks in vaccination in those same countries, Hinckley said. The countries that were most vaccinated, that had the highest vaccine uptake, end up having persistent excess mortality into 2023. At the end of the day, the excess mortality is caused by political interventions, by public health measures that should not have been applied. That includes the vaccine rollouts because there's very clearly no evidence that the vaccines presented excess death or caused any benefit. Hinckley said correlation is working on more and more, the group he's working with, working on more and more great, interesting research, including a comprehensive study of what happened in the spring of 2020 in subnational jurisdictions, noting that this team has already been identified and there are some very interesting results in that. Subnational, don't know what that means. Subnational. I'll have to think about that. Subnational jurisdictions. Well, I'm going to have to think about that. That is a... got me thinking about what does that mean? How about people that are... nah, I better not say anything. Anyhow, there is a... excess mortality, but no excess morality. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad Joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. And then weeknights, 6 to 7 on the radio station, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Colorado. And the podcast, 1360KHNC.com, the radio site. I broadcast on internet radio, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Yeah, I was thinking, Christ did say in Matthew 24 and throughout many other scriptures, Luke 21, Mark 13, that there would be an excess of mortality, death through war, plagues, starvation, Cain killing Abel in that principle. There would be an excess of mortality. There would be no excess of morality. Just the opposite. Men will become more evil, more like beasts rather than human beings. The conscience of the masses would be dead. And I include Christian people. God is no respecter of persons. And the punishments that are coming on the world that have to come because of sin are going to come upon the people of the world, the Jewish people, Israel, yes, believe it or not, and the Christian churches, all seven of the lampstands in Revelation chapter 1. God is coming to punish his own people first. Judgment begins at the household of God, at the house of God, according to Peter. That means the Christian people who are apostate and far from God and living godless lives are going to be punished first. Then Israel, the Jewish people, the nation, internationally the Jewish people, the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, then they're going to be punished. And then the children of the world, the nations of the world will be punished. God is no respecter of persons. The wicked within the church, the wicked within Israel, the wicked within the world must be punished because of lack of morality. And the evil of man, Job said that there would be a time where the world will be put into the hands, turned over into the hands of the wicked. And the wicked will bring about mass genocide on the nations of the world. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, daily on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, 11 to 1. I'll be back for hour two in just a few minutes.
I'm excited to announce my all-new mattress topper. In the times we're in, I wanted to bring you the best affordable mattress topper ever. So I took my two best technologies and combined them to make the ultimate mattress topper. And now you can get it for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. It all starts with my famous MyPillow foam that provides you that overall full-body support. Second is the individual comfort supports that give you an amazing custom sleep experience. It's like it's made specifically for you. The queen size alone has over 14,000 comfort supports. This is the perfect mattress topper to improve